This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now it's Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here around the Umpqua Valley. He is the Commissioner of Dirt. We're not sure exactly when dirt was invented, but we're told he was not far behind.
Thank you so much for that intro. That was such a pleasant thing to hear. Goodness gracious. So
we try to be accurate as possible.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was buried in the dirt at a young age, and then I worked my way out when I was a teenager, so it's okay. But anyway,
and you had to go uphill both ways, probably.
Both, it was a cliff, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a lawn and garden show, a landscaping show. If you have questions, please call 673, or is it 672? I'm sorry. 673-4464.
Same number.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a 2 down here on my notes, so that's crazy. But we talk about landscaping and design and trees and shrubs. And, you know, if you have a problem, you can call here, ask the question, and I will try and help you out of your problem or your challenge, whatever you might call it. And we can go from there. So this January has been one nice month. I'll tell you what, it's like spring out there. It's like 51 or 50.
49.
Well, my truck said 51.
Well, but your truck doesn't report to the National Weather Service.
That's true, but, you know, you shouldn't be wrong like that all the time. But this January has been really one nice month. I mean, we had some rain, and I thought, oh, good. Typical January, it's going to rain every day. Well, it rained for a few days, maybe about a week, I think. And then all of a sudden, the sun came out and stayed out. And it's been staying out. So now I'm getting paranoid about we're not going to get any more rain. So I don't know how this is all going to
work. Yeah, there's no rain for like the next 2 weeks in the forecast.
Oh, gosh. You know, we don't want to have that. We need more rain. That's all there is to it. Right? And as unpleasant as it might be, it's good for our economy and our lives and everything else we do here in Douglas County. So think about it, and we'll go from there. But like I say, today feels like a spring day out there. It's beautiful. And I was coming down the road, and I looked at my temperature gauge, and it says 51 degrees. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, this is good. This is like March weather or something. But the sun is shining, and it is warm. And if you're not doing any work in your yard, you should get out there and hustle and get her done while it's not raining. And even though we're a little short on rain, maybe, like I said, February and March will make up for that rainfall deficit. You never know. I've seen some pretty rainy Marches in April in my career as a landscaper and a nursery guy, so it can change very quickly.
We are not expecting any rain until about the 30th.
The 30th of which month?
This one.
Oh, great.
And we're expecting it to, thankfully, later in the week here, going into the weekend, start warming up and actually be into the 50s briefly.
Briefly? Well, it's 51, like I said, coming down
the road. Well, it's 49. You need to pump on
I'm reading
what the National Weather Service says is the official temperature of Roseburg. By the way, when it does rain, starting around the 30th, we do have about 5 or 6 days of rain, at least in a row.
Yeah, well, nice prediction if it comes true. But the sun is shining, and it is warm out there, and that's all I care about.
49.
It's okay. It's all right. I love it. And even though we're a little short on rain, maybe, like I said, February and March will make up for the rainfall deficit. And is a little bit of a deficit. But today is one that makes us, you know, get out in our yards to plant trees or shrubs or to spruce up our yard. Maybe we haven't mowed it in 3 months because it's been too cold, too wet, too something. And so get out there and mow that yard. And after you've mowed it, go ahead and fertilize that grass so that it has something to eat as spring comes. And you'll be amazed at how green it can stay. And if you get on a regular fertilization program, maybe once a month, every maybe every 5 weeks or 6 weeks, something like that. It'll stay green, it'll stay healthy, and less weeds will actually grow if you get on a program of consistent mowing and consistent fertilization, and you'd be amazed at how nice your lawn can be. And if you don't have a lawn, you'll go ahead and fertilize those shrubs. It's a good time to get out there and plant some trees or shrubs and just spruce up your yard and get ready for that spring, because it's not, like I say, not that far away. And this is also the season for bare root trees, and I talked about that, I think, last week a little bit. But bare root trees can be safely planted now, very easy. The ground is not saturated, so digging a planting hole is easy, and the holes won't fill up with water instantly because we just haven't had that much rain. But bare root trees are essentially, they're not in a pot. The roots are bare, and at the nursery, when we were in the nursery business, we had a big sawdust area where we just dig a trench in the sawdust and then we unload the trees off the truck, put them in the sawdust, cover them with sawdust, and they stay nice and damp. And then people come in and they want apple trees or shade trees or flowering trees or whatever it is. They're requesting. We take them back there and they look at all the trees, and all you got to do is pull them out of the sawdust. It's, you know, usually cool and damp, and they can throw them in the back seat of their car or in the back of their pickup truck and take them home, get them planted, and they're good to go because they're dormant. They're not doing anything, and it's easy. And so digging planting holes is easy, and the holes won't fill up with water right now, so that's a good thing. But bare root trees are simply trees, like I said, that are not in a pot. So they're not 50 pounds or 60 pounds with the pot and the tree and all that. They're pretty light. You can pick two or three of them up and carry them to your vehicle and put them in. So, and at nurseries, bare root trees are, like I said, healed in with sawdust because it's easy to do. So, and the sawdust, like I said, keeps the roots damp. They don't dry out. And the trees are dormant, so you can select a tree and put it in the back seat, like I say, and or in the back of the pickup truck, take it home. And they don't have leaves yet, so they're you know, asleep. And it's going to be another month, maybe a month and a half, before the leaves begin to appear. But of course, as I said that, and I was thinking about that today, I noticed a few trees here and there that their buds are already swelling because we hadn't had any extreme cold weather or anything like that, and no snow. Like Florida had a foot of snow. Some people I talked to this morning, and they have relatives back there, and they had a foot of snow. You know. At nursery, like I said, bare root trees are healed in the sawdust. They're dormant. You know, you can pick out a tree, put it, like I say, in a back seat. You don't have to worry about it drying up or dying or anything like that because they're not at that stage yet. But when planting bare roots, it is important to work the soil in through the roots. Because you don't want air pockets in there. So you dig your hole, and it's large enough. You don't want to cramp the roots. You want the roots to be have their natural spread. And then as you put your fill material back in, which should be a combination of some potting soil and maybe your virgin soil that you've really smashed up and made so you could handle it, you have to use your hands. You can shovel it in, but then it doesn't get all the air pockets filled. You have to kind of work it in with your fingers so that there are no air pockets in there. So air pockets right now doesn't hurt, but come in June, July, August, where it's 95 degrees for a couple of weeks at a shot, and you're not watering maybe sufficiently, and there's air pockets down there, the hot air does get in. It may not kill the tree, but it'll put it behind, it'll damage it a bit, and you'll say, well, what the heck is going on with my brand new tree, blah, blah, blah. And usually it's because there's a deficit of soil not worked in among the root systems. And that's kind of that's kind of how it is. But if you mix your native soil, like I say, with compost or old fine ground bark mulch or even old sawdust, they will quickly root in with that good soil mix. And as soon as they you get that in there and it's warm enough, then that root system begins to grow. And, you know, while all the other leaves that have been... all the other trees that have been planted for years are already beginning to leaf out. The bare root trees that you just planted are a little bit slower, maybe a week or so behind what you would normally expect, but they'll come. And the worst thing, of course, and I've spoken about this probably 499 times in the last 20-something years, is that... air pockets are bad. You gotta get those roots covered with soil. You can't have any air pockets in there, and that'll do the trick. But you want to mix, like I say, if you have old clay soil, and it doesn't mix up very good, so you have to really chop it up. Or if it's really bad clay, just get it out of there, don't even use it, and get some good topsoil, mix it with some bark, mix it with some sawdust or something like that, and then plant it in that mix. That's how we planted toward the end of bare root season at the nursery. Everything that's left that people haven't purchased during that bare root season gets potted up. And we all really make sure that the soil mix is good. And we layer it in and make sure that all the roots are covered and well placed. So that's okay. But you don't want to use pure clay because it's so heavy and it doesn't break up easily. Clay is very fertile ground because it doesn't drain quickly. So consequently, the nutrition of the soil is pretty constant. And that's a good thing. But if it's not draining and you're watering it, you can rot the roots and kill the tree within, you know, a month or so like that. So once you get it planted, you give it a good watering now, and you may not have to water it again for another month. And then after it's established and the leaves come out, you might be watering it twice a month maximum, or maybe once a month, good deep soaking, and it'll do fine. Trees, shrubs, flowers, whatever you have, will succumb more quickly to overwatering and die than underwatering, because they have the mechanism built in where they can kind of slow themselves down, so they're not using as much water, and so consequently they can survive a drought, they can survive a long dry spell. But do not water every day. I don't care if it's 100 degrees out there and it's the middle of July. Do not water every day. At that point in time, you might water once a week or once every 10 days or something like that. But just give it a good amount of water and make sure it soaks in. And occasionally, just test the soil and take your fingers and dig around the outer edges of your planting hole and see, is it damp? 3-4 inches down, is it damp? And you go down a couple more inches and it's a little damper. Well, you know it's very... very damp or even wet down there at the bottom of that root system, so you don't do anything to it at that time. Just let it go; it'll be fine. I've tested a lot of trees over the years as a landscaper and a nursery guy, and just found that in some occasions that where I on purpose did not water some particular trees just to test them and see how hardy they were, they went, well, some of them a good 2 weeks in the middle of summer without having any water at all, especially those that I planted in my field in the back end of the nursery. I only watered them maybe once a month, but I watered them for hours, and so there was a lot of water, and I got a sprinkler system out there, and it really soaked down, and it's all topsoil. I got 20, you know, my topsoil at the nursery was 20-25 feet deep before it got down to bedrock and that kind of thing. So that's just something to keep in mind. Oh, we're gonna have a break. We'll be back.
All right, 4:20. Mike Quitter's Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, 423, 49 degrees and sunny in the Umpqua Valley. You would think it was spring if you stayed inside.
Well, you'd think it's spring if you walked outside, too. Believe me, it's nice.
It's not that warm.
Oh, you're such a sissy. Goodness gracious. You indoor people. I don't know. But anyway, that's okay. I forgive you. But if you have a question, 672-4464 on your yard, your garden.
How about you try 673-4464?
Why?
Because that's the same number it's been for longer than I've worked here.
Well, why do I have the wrong number down?
I'm sorry. Would have to check with one of your staff and see exactly who did that. But while you contemplate the phone number, let's go to the phone. You're on the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. What's your question or comment?
Mike, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good so far. Kyle's harassing me, though.
Well, I heard that. I was not very nice of him. So I've got a question. So I've got a bunch of roses. And the roses have a bunch of weeds around them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really feel like pulling all the weeds out between my roses.
Hmm.
So I was contemplating using fire to scorch the weeds. Have you ever heard of that before? Is that possible? Or am I just dreaming up a solution to something that doesn't exist? That couldn't work.
Well, you could easily kill your roses if the fire got on the stems and burned through the bark on the rose stems and got into the cambium layer, which takes up the nutrients and stuff.
Need solution.
Roundup is good. Roundup is a good
Roundup?
Yeah. And you can spray them and just keep the nozzle down close to the ground, not too much pressure, and just hit them that way. Or you can call a young fellow who is energetic and have him pull the weeds, But okay. Roundup is your best bet.
I figured that using fire would work, but I guess not.
Well, I think it would if you slipped and burned the stem, then you're going to kill the rose.
I'd hate to do that.
No, right.
My wife would kill me.
How?
So would my daughter.
Yeah, well, how old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Well, have her pull the weeds.
She won't pull the weeds. I thought of that idea, but that wouldn't work either.
Well, pay her to $5 an hour. She'll do it, I'll tell you. Honest.
I'll pay her $5 a weed and see how much money she gets.
There you go.
Okay.
But that's
thank you for the information.
You're sure welcome. I appreciate the call.
Yep.
All right, and you can call as well at 673-4464, yes.
Yeah, all these years I've done that phone number, and I had a 2 down there. I got a little spaced out at home or something. I don't know what I was doing. So, but anyway, I was talking about planting bare root trees, and of course this or shrubs, and this applies to any shrub, whether it's in a pot or a tree's in a pot and it's well rooted out. You just got to make sure that there's no air pockets down in the root system, because like I said earlier, July rolls around, it's 99 degrees or something like that. That hot air can get in and damage the tree. It can get in there and damage the root systems, which will affect the entire tree. If it goes on long enough. So that's the most important part of planting a tree or a shrub, is to make sure there are no air pockets. That's why you should use a very loose potting mix. If you have clay, you chop up your clay really fine, as good as you can, then add some old bark mulch or old sawdust to the mix and mix it all together and work that in on the root systems. And Kyle's leaving, so I don't know if it's going to work or not. But at any rate, I'd say that's the safest way and the best way to do it. Now, bare root trees, they're not going to begin to leaf out until April, when we've had sufficient warmth and the ground warms up a little bit. They'll sit there. If you buy it, it's not going to have any leaves on it, and you'll say, well, why don't I have any leaves on it? Well, it takes a while, so you have to be patient. Just don't think by adding more water you're gonna develop a leaf growth, because the opposite will occur. They'll fall off because you've rotted the roots, and the roots are the train that brings up all the nutrition into the tree. And it can be, the soil can be a combination of your native soil and maybe a little topsoil or maybe sand and some compost material like old bark or old sawdust or something you buy in a bag at the co-op, you know, that kind of thing. And that way the water can pass through the root system. And you always want to dig your hole just a little bit deeper just in case you do overwater it, that excess water will settle all the way down below the root system, which is better than having it settle around the root system. So as quick and good drainage is a real key. And I've done some experiments in the past to see how much I could stress a tree and, you know, would it live or not? And I didn't do it with large trees. I did it with trees that were, you know, 5 or 6 feet tall and planted them, watered them once, and then just ignored them. Well, and to my surprise, they leafed out at the proper time, and they grew very, very well. And I didn't water them for, all of May or June, and started watering a little heavier in July and August, and then I quit and let them go dormant more quickly in the fall. And once they're established that first year in the ground, they've got a pretty sufficient root system, and they're pretty much on their way. So the following year, when the tree has been in the ground one full winter, you might be watering it once a month at the most, and you wouldn't start watering till maybe the end of April or the middle of April at the soonest time. And after that, they're on their own. They've got a root system that's established and well developed, and they're doing their thing, and you don't have to, it's not something that you have to worry about. There's no more air pockets, and they do well. But it's the kicker is the soil mix. Like I said, should be a combination of the native soil and maybe some topsoil or sand and compost of some sort. Like you can buy compost or you can buy bark mulch, as long as it's fine grind, not the great big chips or anything like that. And mix it is so that it's totally mixed. You can't tell where the bark mulch begins and the soil ends, that kind of thing. And you're going to make sure that it drains quickly and the roots get started very quickly, and you're good to go. And the trees or the shrubs, there's not too many shrubs that are bare root. There are a few, but not too many. So they have a fully developed root system that if they come out of a pot, but they're susceptible to overwatering too. If you and you have to be especially careful if you have a sprinkler system, because sometimes you think, oh gosh, the lawn and the and the lawn and the shrub beds and all that are all hooked into your sprinkler system. So you go turn on the sprinkler system and set the times for the lawn, and maybe you set the times for the shrubs and things. But if it's flat ground and it's a clay base, which most of Douglas County is, it's not going to drain real well, and you're going to have problems. And that's been over all the years. I was in the landscaping nursery business for 50 years here in Douglas County, so I've seen my share of dead plants. And when a client calls me and says, "Oh, that tree I bought 2 months ago, it didn't leaf out, or it leafed out a little bit, and then all the leaves kind of shriveled and fell off, and I don't know what to do. Can you come over?" So I go over and look, and the first thing I do is dig around the tree, and where you can tell where the planting hole is. Dig around the tree and dig down to the root depth, and it's, you get down there about 6-8 inches, and it's soggy soil. Well, and you get a little deeper, it's wet soggy soil, and that's what's keeping, because the primary roots, the first ones that come out on the older roots are like fine hairs. I mean, they're as big as a hair, and if they don't get the proper drainage and they get too much water, they rot off very quickly. Well, those are the dudes that pull in the nutrition from the surrounding soil. Those are the ones that keep that tree or that shrub alive during that time. So that's why that proper drainage is so important. You want the roots to be wet and then put drain. You know, if you, let's say you dig a hole that's a foot deep, and you kind of stuff the roots in there and think it's good. Well, it's not good. You got to dig it at least 18 inches, maybe 20 inches down and wide, so that the root system can spread. And if you do happen to mess up and put too much water in it, the extra depth on the hole will the water will continue to drain down into it. It'll be fine. It'll work really well. So. And then the second year, you're not watering hardly at all. Maybe June, July, and August, you water once in a month. And then after the second year in the ground, you're not watering them at all. I mean, if you got them in a lawn, now that's a whole different story. And that's a whole different way of doing that. You need to really mound them up. If you do put a tree in a lawn where the lawn is, you want it green, so you fertilize it, you water it, and all that kind of stuff. So it's got a lot of moisture in there. So if you're putting a tree in the middle of your lawn for shade for the front yard or something like that, you want to build a mound the top of the mound should probably be a foot taller than the surrounding grass, and then you slope it down, and the mound might be 2 feet or 3 feet in diameter from side to side. And so it's slopes down to the lawn, so if the water gets, if you get too much water in there, at least it has a place to drain away, and it won't cause any damage to your tree. And the shrubs basically are the same way. Now, there are some surface rooting shrubs like rhododendrons and azaleas that they're a little bit different. And when you buy plants, wherever you go, ask questions. Though, how should I water? How should I fertilize? How often do I water, and what type of fertilizer do I use? And then when the nursery person or the co-op person gives you some answers, keep note of that, but even go less than what they recommend, because you can just remember, you can always add more if it's deficient. But once you put too much in, you can't take it back out. It's already in the soil. It's already down by the root system. And so you gotta play it by ear. It's better to starve them a little bit and let them dry out a little bit before you add anything else. So that's the key to successful planting here, at least in Douglas County. Because, like I said, we have that good old-fashioned clay soil that doesn't drain hardly at all. It takes a long time to drain. It's just so heavy. Clay soil is really heavy, and it doesn't break up easy, or even break up at all. I mean, you got to really work it. Or what I've done in some of my landscape jobs is we get into a place where maybe it's a combination of clay and rock and stuff like that. We excavate the soil extra large and get it out of there, and just remove it from the site and just put good soil in where we're planting the shrub or the tree, and that works as well. And if you have that kind of energy, that's what I suggest you do, and then you'll have success. But just remember, only add water when it's really dry, really hot, and give it a good soak. But that's only in the summer, and it's only the first year, because by the second year it should be fully rooted in and ready to go. It's established. It knows what it's doing. So just remember, pure clay is heavy. It doesn't break up easily or at all. So anything, like I said, anything you plant needs good drainage. You know, when I first started my business, so 100 years ago, I was at the Roseburg landfill one afternoon unloading a truckload of stuff from a job. And I was going down the hill, and they had that was before it was established like it is now. It was just a dump back in those days. You just drove up on the flat and dumped the stuff in a hole.
Now, the legal definition is landfill.
Yeah, well, it was a dump, too. but anyway, I was coming down the road, and there was a tight little curve there, and I looked over the edge of the road, and I saw two bare root trees laying there in full sun. Somebody took two brand new trees and threw them in the dump. And I thought, what in the heck? So I slid down the slope and scraped the bark, and the bark was green underneath. So I took them home. And I just threw them in my pickup and took them home, and I planted them, and I hoped they would grow. I fixed the soil properly, et cetera, et cetera. And it kind of sat there, did not leaf out. A month went by, and then finally I started to see the buds swelling on the ends of the branches, and I thought, huh, okay. And then within another 2 weeks, brand new leaves came out. And those trees now, let's see, they were about 6-7 feet tall when I planted them. And now today they're probably 25 feet tall, and they're beautiful. And there were Kwanzaa flowering cherries, and cherries don't like water anyway. So that's how tough trees are. And they want to live. They even though when people throw them in the dump and then they dry out because they're sitting there in full sun in the middle of the dump. So that's what it is.
And by the way, you can't jump down the hill anymore and get into the rules.
They ruined it for us. God,
this is not an amusement park.
It should have been.
Oh, boy.
We got a break?
We do. Back with more in a moment. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, 439 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 4:42, we will have the afternoon report at 5 with Douglas County's news team. Lots of local news and information. 48 degrees, so it looks like it's starting to cool off even more.
Oh, yeah. You just love it when that happens, don't you? If you have a question, 673-4464 is the number to call. Any questions, fair game. And I'm talking about planting bare root trees and shrubs like that. Like I said, I soaked them in with vitamin B1. Vitamin B1 is not a fertilizer. All it is it's some kind of a vitamin mix that promotes root growth and promotes new growth on trees like that, no matter if they're bare root or potted trees or shrubs or whatever. And all of them, we've done literally thousands of landscape jobs over the last 50 years, and always use vitamin B1. And on small stuff, big stuff, flowers, it doesn't matter. And it won't burn anything, but what it does, it just really enhances the growth spurt on that root system. And you're going, whoa, what's this? Look at my shrub. It's really doing well. But, vitamin B1, you can buy it, I think, in any box store. We sold lots of it at the nursery simply because when people buy shrubs and trees, I want them to survive. I don't want these folks to call up, a month later and say, that tree died, or those shrubs, three out of the five died. And so I asked some questions. How often did you water? Did you water them in with vitamin B1? And, then people are usually pretty honest that way, and they'll say, well, gosh, I watered them every day. I said, well, stop. Do not water them every day. They don't need it. Maybe once a week at the most. Maybe once every 2 weeks. Depends on your soil. Feel your soil before you water. Make sure that your soil is not saturated and you're just adding more to the top 3-4 inches, because the top 3 or 4 inches might be a little bit drier. But down there at 12 or 14 or 16 inches, it's very, very wet. And especially if it's in a clay-based type soil, which we have in Douglas County, then the water doesn't drain hardly at all or very, very slowly. So, but vitamin B1, and it's good stuff, and we've sold thousands of gallons of that, and it comes in a pint jar, a quart jar, and plastic container, and a gallon container. And it just goes a long ways, and it's supposedly like I think the direction said a tablespoon per gallon, but I always went 2 tablespoons per gallon, and never heard anything. And then when I would find I'd go to a client's house and they say, well, I don't want these roadies here. I don't like them. They're bad. And they were kind of sad looking, but I couldn't just throw them away. So I dug them up, took them to the nursery, planted them in big tubs, and then just dosed them with B1. And they sat there for like a month. And then all of a sudden there's little buds appearing on the stems, because in that month that root system revived itself. And I added more B1 and the leaves popped out. That's when I moved them up front. And they were huge roadies, and we had to cut them back very, very severely just to transport them. But all our landscaping jobs, we used vitamin B1 in all the plantings, and it's just like a super vitamin. That's all it is. And I recommend, like I say, this project to all my clients, and it just works. And when I did cuttings in my greenhouse, as I was cutting the little stems to poke in the soil, I always had a bucket of vitamin B1 there. And as I cut as I was cutting, I just put the cuttings in this bucket of vitamin B1 water and let them soak until I was ready to stick them in the soil. And prior to the planting, but at least when we put them on the heat beds, I had at least 90% success and good root systems on just these plain stems. So it's something that works. And to this day, I can't figure out why somebody would throw a good tree in the dump, but I used vitamin B1 and it worked. So I recommend B1 to all my clients over the years. You know, just give it a shot. Just use it and see what happens. And, you know, with weather like this, you know, get out and do some, you know, yard cleanup. Break up all those leaves and start a compost pile and add lawn clippings to that pile and turn the pile over, say, once a month. And in a few months, maybe 3 months, you'll have some excellent potting soil. It'll all be decomposed and it'll be dark in color and very loose. And the longer you let your leaf pile sit, the better the compost is going to be. And like I say, for grass clippings, always mix the leaves and the grass together, and it seems to be a better long-term mix. You can always add some old bark or some sawdust to your compost pile. But the secret is to turn the pile over, you know, say once a month, and excuse me, and within a few months, you'll have a great planting soil. And guess what? It's free, well, relatively speaking. And you know, designing your landscape can be fun, but the first step is to get an idea of what you want your yard to look like. And so many times over the years, somebody calls me and says, you know, I need some help. I need to design a landscape, and I don't know where to start, and it's this and that, and blah, blah, blah. So I get there and take a walk around and ask questions. Well, what do you want to see here? What do you want to create? You want grass? You want all bark? You want a lot of shrubs or just a few shrubs and a few trees? And talk to them and see what they're after, because it maybe if it's on a west side where the sun is setting and the heat of the day is blasting into the side of their house, they want some shade trees to cool off the yard in general, and that's what you do. But you know, designing your landscape can be fun. But like I said, the first step is to get an idea of what you want your yard to look like. And, you know, you just, there's some considerations. And maybe you're on a street with, say most of the houses have a nice front yard, and you can't see in their backyard, but they have a nice front yard because it was done professionally, or the homeowner was really good with shrubs and things like that. And don't be afraid to copy ideas or ask your neighbor, what in the heck is that plant and what does it do? And you've watched it for, say, 2 or 3 years growing, and it's always beautiful and it doesn't seem to need any care. Well, write these things down, and then they go nursery shopping, and you just shop around and take a look and talk to the people that run the nursery and see, you know, see what does this plant do? How does it grow? How fast does it grow? You know, does it need a lot of water or no water? Or how often do you fertilize? What type of fertilizer do you use? And if you get this information, you can I write it down and, you know, start to practice this. But on anything, whether it's water or fertilizer, go light. Go light, and you can always add more, but if you put too much in, you can't take it back out. Just think of it that way. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
We have one more break, and you can call 673-446-4451 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, you've got about 5.5 minutes left of the program. Time to quickly call 673-4464, the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. We haven't changed the number in 3 decades, but he tried to.
Yeah, well, I tried, but it didn't work. Anyway, I'm talking about lawn and landscape design and, you know, just a few odds and ends that you need to be aware of as far as cleaning up your yard. And if you got a couple of shade trees back up there, rake up all the leaves. And if you don't have a compost pile, start one in a back corner of your yard. You can just kind of pile them up there and put your grass clippings in there, your leaves, all that kind of stuff. And turn the pile over maybe once a month or once every couple of months. And in a few months, you'll have some excellent potting soil. And it's all organic. There's no chemicals in there. And the longer you let your leaf pile sit, the better the compost is going to be. For grass clippings, always mix leaves and grass together because it'll help the process to break down the leaves very quickly. And it's a good long-term mix. And you can always add old bark. If you have some old bark left over, throw it on the pile or some old sawdust. Throw that in there. But like I say, at least once a month, go out there and turn it over. Just take a shovel and dig in there and take the bottom to the top and put the top down to the bottom and let it set. And you've got the best potting soil you could you can't buy that kind of potting soil that's good. So within, like I say, a couple of months, you're going to have the just great stuff. And guess what? It's free. All it costs you is a little bit of time and effort. And now just designing your landscape can be fun. But first step is to get an idea of what you want your yard to look like. And there's some things to consider.
Well, while you consider it, let's go to the phone. You're on with Mike Winters. What's your comment or question?
Hello.
Hi, Mike. How about what's a good time to start planting your snap peas?
Snap peas? Well, when we make sure all the warnings for frost are finished, and it's hard to say because we've got, another month or month and a half that we might get some cold. But after we get some good long-term non-freezing days, go ahead and plant.
Okay, and do you soak them overnight or just put them in the ground?
I just put them in the ground. They do fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
All right, and now you're on with Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. What's your comment or question?
I've got a couple of questions.
Uh-oh, just one. No, I'm kidding.
I got you on speed dial. I can call you right back.
No.
I got two citrus plants in pots,
mm-hmm.
and I roll them in and out of my carport right now because it's so gosh darn cold out.
Yeah.
How often should I be watering these guys?
Just so they're barely damp. You don't want to water them too much. It's too much water is a killer. And as long as they're damp, they're okay. And they're in a pot. What size pot are they in?
Big pots.
Big pots. Can you pull them out and check the roots a little bit or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you can dig down. You can dig down into the soil on the edge of the pot, can't you, and see if it's damp or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's your best test. Dig down there, see if it feels damp. You're okay. If it feels wet, stop the watering.
Okay. Yeah. So, and kind of an off the wall. In the summertime, in my vegetable garden, I grow tomatoes, cucumbers, things like that. How often should a person water their vegetable garden?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. If it depends on your soil mix. And I think our garden, we water, give it a good soaking about once a week. Unless it gets to 100, mm-hmm. then we might do it twice a week.
Really? Okay. I was watering like every other day, and
not necessary. And you're not letting the root system expand.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Is that why my tomato wants to continue growing and not putting fruit out?
Exactly. You have to stress the plant before it bears the fruit.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for
the call.
Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And a minute left to share other insight.
Well, other insight is, with this good weather, if you can get into
it's
your...
It's cold.
It's still good. It's not soggy,
it's
wet
48
with snow.
Degrees.
It ain't Florida where they got a foot of snow, for crying out loud.
Oh, jeepers.
But, go ahead. Start working up the soil. You'll have to do it again, but you may not be able to rototill it, but just do some test digging and see how wet it is and see if the soil breaks up or just stays in clods. If it stays in clods, forget it for a while. If it breaks up nicely, go ahead and prepare it for planting. How's that?
Well, you've got 25 seconds.
25 seconds?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Well, next week's show will be on a whole bunch of different subjects, so stay tuned, get your questions ready, and please call in. I love questions. It's good. It keeps me on my toes, and it will help you and help all the listeners out there. So if we got how many seconds left?
Just a few.
Just a few. I'm not going to say another word then.
I don't think that's how that's supposed to work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break the rules?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
Not the first time.
I apologize.
No, you don't. All right. Back next week at 4 o'clock. We'll have the podcast up in just a couple minutes. 541radio.com to listen back to today's Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show.